Crate Day. Well, that's tomorrow. And come with rules, 10 commandments, including thou shalt begin at midday and thou shalt make sure thy mates get home safely. It was launched by radio station The Rock back in 2009 as a publicity stunt. Christchurch Hospital Emergency Department Dr. Scott Pearson was quoted in a Stuff article by Kate Broughton saying the number of alcohol-related injuries seen in ED doubled on Crate Day compared with an average weekend in December. We're talking about associated violence and falls, lacerations, broken and twisted ankles, cuts from walking on broken glass, facial fractures. With us is Alcohol Health Watch Executive Director Dr. Nikki Jackson. Dr. Jackson, kia ora.
Kia ora.
So last year, Crate Day was joint top as the day with the highest number of accepted injury claims to ACC for 18 to 24-year-olds. So quite clearly, quite a big day in some ways for many. What's your take on the story?
Absolutely. And you've just been talking about how ambulance services and hospital services are so stretched. And then we pile this event on top of them. And, you know, on a weekend night, about one in five ED presentations are related to alcohol anyway. So, you know, that is a huge cost burden to the health service, but it also puts a huge stress on frontline staff in relation to high rates of physical assault, verbal assault. And, you know, our laws are just not strong enough to deal with the promotion of this event.
So, I mean, it's clearly been marketed as a bit of a fun, even sharing the crate with friends and such like that, but obviously people take it as a chance to get a bit slammed. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're talking about up to, you know, around 30 standard drinks in a crate. So if you were to share that with one other mate, you're drinking 15 standard drinks, which is three times the recommended limit. So, you know, I don't see, you know, promoters going out there sharing, you know, share with six or more. This is all focused on a huge quantity of alcohol, a crate of alcohol, of which the bottle stores to this day specifically create new crates just to appeal to customers. So, you know, I think it's time that we put people ahead of profit here. And we're coming out of, we're in the middle of a global health pandemic. A number of drinkers, particularly 18 to 24-year-olds, have already increased their consumption coming out of lockdown. Some have reduced. But look, this is the wrong event. You know, we should be putting our health at the forefront.
Of course, not everyone is going to drink the whole 9 litres of the crate, though, are they? I mean, the spirit, as many see it, is, look, it's about sharing a crate with friends outdoors. You put on a bit of dub or music, you barbecue, some, you know, it's a day of communion with mates.
Yep. And I totally support this. It's been a really difficult year, and I think it's so important that we socialise with our friends and family, but it doesn't have to be centred on alcohol. Every other event during the year seems to be centred around alcohol. We don't need a specific event like this. And particularly when you're talking about the mental health benefits of socialising and combining that with our most damaging drug to mental health, which is alcohol, it's just two don't go together.
All right. Amy, what are your thoughts? What's your thoughts with Nikki's?
Yeah, you know, I had never heard of Crate Day until a year or two back when my son said something about it with his Lincoln mates, and I'm kind of pleased to hear it started in 2009. I just thought maybe I'd had a really sheltered upbringing. But it's generally, I would say that my experience of the younger generation is they're amazingly more careful with their drinking and sensible with their drinking than I remember back at my uni days. So on the whole, I'm astounded by how good our next generation are with responsible drinking, but something like Crate Day to me does kind of fly in the face of all of that. It's and no matter how they paint it up, it's go out and get slaughtered day. Look, I just, perhaps I'm the newly found zealot, the worst of all, but the idea of going out and getting absolutely rat-assed and then feeling like rubbish for the rest of the weekend just holds so little appeal. But as promotion of it, I agree with what's being said. It's the last thing our health system needs and the last thing our bodies need. By all means, go and socialise, but drinking for the sake of getting slammed, can't see the upside.
Nikki?
Yeah, look, I totally agree. And if you look at the social media comments and when this has been promoted, people are going out with the intention of buying a crate each. And even though the producers are trying to encourage people to share, look, this is centred on a large quantity of alcohol at the end of the day.
Sam?
Wallace, I think it comes into the commercial radio's sort of social licence to operate. And I've thought this for a long time around what they promote, the sort of the banter and the chat that happens on some radio stations in New Zealand. And Radio New Zealand's not necessarily exclusive. I'm sort of immune from this. Generally it is. But I think they've got to be careful with that and what is their licence, so social licence to operate. They shouldn't be promoting this. And I think we shouldn't be legitimising hangovers. And I'm not anti-drinking by any means, but I just think that we legitimise a hangover, and by that I mean we celebrate, oh, you had a big night, oh, that was great. Well, yeah, you can go and have a great night and socialise and drink a few whatevers, but don't celebrate if you're absolutely feeling terrible the next day. That is the worst thing. We need to get rid of that out of our culture.
Right. Just, I mean, Nikki, is it right, though, that to Amy's point, because I can recall back in Otago in the mid-late 80s, there was a thing called Duzzy Day. So this crate day concept and this notion of big drinking amongst youth has been around. Is it true that that is really tapering off among younger people?
Yeah, to some extent. So our 18 to 24-year-olds are still our riskiest drinkers, and almost 40% of males in that age group are hazardous drinkers, and about a quarter of females are. So that's come down, you know, a few percentage points. But, you know, we haven't achieved any greater gains in that. It's true, the Gen Zs and the millennials are cutting back a bit, but we've still got some really, really, and a large number of risky drinkers in that age group.
Okay. Just on a final note, we've had a big response to wonderful non-alcoholic recipes, Nikki, because Amy started the program by saying that she has spent the year sort of just moving away from alcohol a bit. Is that something you agree with, where maybe your corporate function or parties, for goodness sake, put a bit of imagination into drinks, not just Fanta, Coke and OJs?
Yeah, absolutely. And whether it's mocktails or whether there's, you know, other types of zero alcohol products, look, the market has moved on a lot and there are some great tasting products out there. So if you want, you know, we should be encouraging people to drink less, and having those options is a good step.
All right. Alcohol Health Watch Executive Director, Dr. Nikki Jackson there.